sure that there were more than four downs run. So they may have run five downs.
Instead of the game being over, it appears that the Redskins get the fifth down.
And the cat is elusive.
He's walking.
He's walking to the three. He's at the two. Fielding the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown.
Snap. Placement. Kick by Hartley. And it is. It is good. It's good. It's good. Pigs have flown. Hell is frozen over. The Saints are on their way to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, all hey, guys. Right,
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the fifth down week. 16,
yeah,
right down in the books.
We're at you from the captain's pad this week.
Chateau de Captain. Hold on,
it's a little bit
stuff we're not wanting to see there.
Yeah, a little stuff. Got a lot of construction going on from the hurricane, so.
We're a little early because this game's pretty much over. Saints are down to their like eighth string, tackle, And what else can you say? COVID really took the Saints out of it this week. So there you go.
Then not much. We'll hit that. We'll hit the game pretty much as soon as it ends. So rest of the games of the week, guys. So here we go. Thursday night was a great game. Titans beat the 49ers in 20-17. Packers over the Browns, 24-22. Colts upset the Cardinals on Saturday, 22-16 on Christmas. Falcons beat the Lions 20-16. Bengals over the Ravens, dominating them 21. Rams 30, Vikings 23. Bills get their revenge against the Patriots 33-21. Jets over the Jaguars, not much exciting there. Eagles beating the Giants 34-10. Buccaneers dominating the Panthers 32-6. Texans upsetting the Chargers with quite possibly what could be their future franchise quarterback already on the roster.
David Mills?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
We'll talk about that game. Bears over the Seahawks 25-24 in the snow. I don't know. I was going to say another word there, but I forgot what I was going to say.
You were going to say, oh, crap.
In the blizzard snow or whatever. Raiders over the Broncos 17-13. Chiefs just dominating a helpless Steelers team 36-10. And then the football team getting raffle stomped by the Cowboys 56-14.
Yeah.
It was 42 at the half. Oh,
right.
My God. We'll start with that game because
it almost feel like the NFL needs a mercy rule at this point. If you're down 42 to basically, what, 7-0 at this point. So, yeah, 42-7.
That's ridiculous.
Going into halftime,
that's ridiculous.
You should basically just call it a wrap. It's not your game. It's not going to happen.
No.
You're not going to come back from 42 points because you weren't good enough to stop them to get 42 at that point. So, I mean, I don't know what you want to talk about this game because it's.
I mean, other than the fact that Washington was so mad, their own defensive linemen were fighting.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're getting beat that bad. I mean, you're on the defense. That's your job. It's to stop them, and you can't do it. You let them get 42 on you in the first half. You're going to be pissed off.
Dak Prescott, so he's been in a slump for a little while, and he comes back out, goes 28-39, 330 yards, 4 touchdowns. Right? Him and Joe Burrow both had 4 touchdown days. Joe Burrow threw for 500 yards. Over 500 yards?
Yeah, like over that. 500, like 500.
Yeah, it was like one of the highest yardage totals in NFL history for a single game. So, I mean, look, there's still Ezekiel Elliott showed a little bit of work here. But again, Dallas doesn't have a solid RB1. Sorry, Elliott fans, he's just not that guy.
Yeah, I'm going to throw that word out on him again as bust. So,
I mean, you could do worse, but he's not a Derrick Henry. He's not a Dalvin Cook. He's not an Alvin Kamara.
Yeah,
that he was made out to be.
Yeah, but I mean, he should be. I mean, that's how he was touted.
Yeah, that's the hype. That's the payday he got.
Right.
He got the payday to be that, but he's not being that. So again, Amari Cooper, I mean, that just spread the love around. You had three receivers above 80 yards. Cooper, Turner, and Schultz. Okay. All three of those guys had a touchdown.
And you had Michael Gallup and CeeDee Lamb with 60.
Yeah. So I mean, you can't. There was much love to be had. On the football team side, not much to say there positively. Honestly, this was just an ugly, ugly game for the football team.
Yeah, Taylor Heineke just got beat like a redheaded stepchild. I'm sorry, any redheaded stepchildren that are listening right now. I just can't be passionate about describing his game because it was that bad.
It was. So anyway, we'll move on from this guy. We'll talk a little bit more in the OT about blowouts.
Yeah, and how that all happened. Let's talk about Tennessee over San Francisco. Tennessee
over San Francisco. God, that was a good
game. That was a good game, right? That was a game that was close enough to where it was coming down to the wire. You had Ryan Tannehill go for 200 and what was that, 9 yards,
mm-hmm.
one touchdown. And then you had Garoppolo on the other side. He threw for 322.
Those two picks.
One touchdown, but I mean,
he
can't stop making mistakes. That's the biggest thing on Garoppolo is his mistakes. And yeah. he just keeps making them over and over.
But again. I mean, look, you have Deebo Samuel and A.J. Brown. Arguably the two best receivers on their respective teams. Brown had 11 receptions, 145 yards and a score. Deebo Samuel had 9 receptions for 159 yards and no touchdown, but he also had 5 carries for 32. So you've got players on these teams. You got guys who are going to make an impact. And look, Jimmy G, those two picks just really were the worst possible moments, right? So it comes out and throws those, but it was a good game. Like, you know, in the second half, the game script almost flipped, right? San Francisco was controlling that first half pretty well. You're leading 10 points going into the half, you blanked them. Then you come out and then you start your interceptions and you start your other problems. And then, Tennessee's able to put 20 points on the board and you don't have enough, you know, juice in the 49ers team to finish it off, but they're not out of it.
No, actually, with the Saints losing tonight, that puts them even higher up.
The sixth seed as of now. What else can we say?
But, I mean, that's not a lot. I mean, it was a good game, fun to watch, but I mean, you got what you got.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, A.J. Brown and Deebo Samuels, they were just like,
They were fun to watch. God, that was fun to watch. And like, here we go. So moving on to the Colts and the Cardinals. This was probably the upset of the week, if you had to give it.
I don't know upset. I mean, I think the Colts are playing pretty much in the same. Yeah. Actually, probably better than the Cardinals.
The upset is the Texans, but this one was also kind of a different than expected outcome. But
yeah, but I mean, you had Carson Wentz go for 225, 2 touchdowns, and you had Kyler Murray go for 245 and 1 touchdown.
Yeah, and I mean, look, you had Jonathan Taylor breaking 100 yards on 27 carries. I mean, the Colts did everything right, and they showed that they can win against different types of teams, and they can win in different ways. This was their win from a defensive standpoint. They were able to shut down an MVP candidate, a high-flying offense in the Cardinals, and just make some great plays, right? They're just down the field, like there was a couple of throws to Ertz that got broken up that were big. They would have been big. Uh-huh. Edmonds had a good day, but it could have been bigger, right? So, I mean, you have a Colts team.
Yeah, they're coming together at the right time.
Actually, I think the Colts team, this is the Colts team that's going to win their division.
Yeah.
And it's going to come down to like the last couple of games of the
Who else? So we got Jacksonville, Colts, Texans, and Tennessee.
Yeah.
So they're going to be in over Tennessee? No, I think Tennessee's going to win their division.
I think. Hold on.
I don't think it's even that close. I think Tennessee is still. Yeah, they have them by like 2 games right now with 2 games left to play.
I believe so. Yeah. Tennessee's 7-5. The Colts are 9-5.
Okay, so they got about one game. Yeah,
they got one game. But still, there's still a chance. And I think, let's see who their last
Tennessee wins next week, man. You're looking at, they're going to seal it up probably.
Yeah, because, the good thing about the Colts is their last couple of games against the Raiders and the Jags. So one divisional win, one conference two conference games, one divisional.
Yeah.
So that you know, as long as they win those two, they're definitely going to get that.
And breaking news, Hold on, wait. The Saints just lost to the Dolphins 20-3. Congratulations to the Miami Dolphins. You managed to beat the Saints' fourth starting running quarterback and their ninth and eighth tackle and offensive lineman. You just, I mean, good job, guys. Way to go, Miami. Hope you're proud of this one.
I mean, look, props to Miami. You come in, you play, you know, the Saints' defense is still tough, even though we're missing like half our starters.
Yeah, but so, I mean, we talked about this in the OT. You know, that this game should have been moved and it wasn't. And that's on the league for not making the right moves at this point.
That's just, overall, it was just a terrible game for the Saints. 22 players?
Yeah. And then 21 players and four coaches. So 25.
I thought I said 22. Okay.
But, 40, well, it might be 22. Cause I forgot. Yeah, it is because Quan Alexander came out later. So 22 players and four coaches out to this game due to COVID protocol. And, there you go. I mean, that's why.
COVID,
good job,
Dolphins. COVID is the defensive player of the year because there's nobody who's done more damage to teams.
All right. Now back to Bengals shellacking.
Bengals. We gotta do this. All right. Moving on, because that's all we're going to say about the Saints game. That's it. That's our entire rant on the Saints game. Not much to say about Bengals over the freaking Ravens, man. The Ravens are another team. They've been hurt all year. They're down to third string secondary guys. And it has just been atrocious for them. Like, I don't even know how to deal with that, right? They are another team that's just been ravaged by injuries.
Yeah.
We're getting comments.
No, yeah, nobody's talking yet.
So. Okay. So the phone's a little further away this week, yeah. So I have trouble with the comments.
Different setup, but it's all working out.
So again, you have your third string quarterback in Baltimore, Josh Johnson. Mark Andrews still got his. For those of us who had him in fantasy, 8 receptions, $125, and a score. James Bush the second was next on the team with 7 for 76. But I mean, like, a lot of that's garbage time, right? Because
This game was
they had 14 points going into the half. It was they had a chance coming out of halftime. The Ravens did. They had a chance, but then I mean, Joe Burrow throws for 525 yards. 4 touchdowns, 0 picks, and you've got a rushing score on top of it from Joe Mixon, who had 65 yards on the ground.
Yeah, I mean,
T. Higgins and Jamar Chase both broke the 100-yard mark. T. Higgins almost had 200 yards at 194.
Yeah, I mean, this is another game that COVID had a big factor in, right?
Yeah, but the Ravens were hurt too.
Yeah, but they're hurt and COVID. I mean, look, it was all over the league this week, so... I mean, it's hard for us to talk about these games.
And look, congratulations to Joe Burrow for having one of the highest yardage games in all of NFL history. I think it was number 4.
Yeah.
Is he the tie for number 4?
Yeah.
Right, number 4.
I mean, I think we're going entirely too long on this one. There's not a whole lot to say about it.
No.
All right. Not a whole lot to say about any of them. I mean,
no, we're trying to get the best ones. Vikings Rams was another one that I thought was a little.
Yeah. I mean, so here you go. I mean, Vikings can't get out of their own way, right?
No, Matt neither. Stafford. And the Rams can't, with the super team, they can't put up super wins. Yeah,
but I mean, the super team won, though, right? Because, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Even with Matthew Stafford only throwing for 197 yards
and 3 picks.
One touchdown with 3 interceptions, they were still able to win. So their defense was still able to do it.
Yeah. And I mean,
that's more where their super at is on their defense than their offense. So. I mean, they got the stops when it was needed, and they didn't allow Kirk Cousins to do anything. And, I mean, that's why they won.
Yeah, and I mean, look, Minnesota, they fumbled the ball 3 times, and Stafford fumbled the ball, right? So you're looking at a situation where you just got some ball security issues on both sides of this football. You know, this is another Vikings game where – They came back in the second half instead of blowing it in the second half,
yeah.
Which has been their MO for the past few weeks, right? And then you got the Rams, who, again, look, some of those passes that were picked off, those interceptions from Stafford, they were just dinked up, you know, like 2 were his fault.
But I mean, you get that. You get that as a quarterback. You get blamed for the interception, no matter if it's your fault or not. But it's still your stat.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, there you go. Rams 30, Vikings 23.
I mean,
along with the Saints, that pretty much knocks them out of the running.
The Vikings
at this
point still have a shot.
We still do too.
They're but still it's fighting like a, on the outside in.
So are we, but it's a very, very long fight. Bills Patriots
was another game that I thought was really good. I was trying to pay a little more attention to Steelers Chiefs because that mattered more for me personally.
Here's the thing though with Mac Jones, and I've seen this in the last 2 weeks, is that if his running game is not there, he's having problems, right? And I know I've given him a lot of credit and said that he's probably going to be offensive player rookie of the year, and that's might still happen. I think Ja'Marr Chase is still kind of trying to make an argument.
Well, but between those two, one's going to be offensive and one's going to be rookie of the year. Now, Michael Parsons is also making the case.
No, he's definitely going to be a defensive player of the year. But, I mean, you had Mac Jones go for 145 yards, no touchdowns and two interceptions. And on the opposite side of the ball, you had Josh Allen throw for 314, three touchdowns.
I mean, this was one of Allen's
with
best
zero
games.
Interceptions, right.
And 64 on the ground.
This is what I've been saying about Josh Allen. Games like this is what he needs to do week in and week out. But it seems like he gets one week, and then next week he's just going to come out and shit the bed.
The thing with Buffalo is their game flow relies on Josh Allen being able to do his thing every week and the team hitting every week. They don't have and this is where I have problems with quarterback teams with quarterbacks like Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson is because, you have a guy who's got a good rushing floor to his game, but without a good complement running back, think Warwick Dunn and Michael Vick in Atlanta, right? Think Donovan McNabb and LeSean McCoy.
Yeah.
You know, like, wait, what was it? Brian Westbrook, excuse me. Brian Westbrook. Yeah, that was before McCoy. Yeah. So, you go back to those guys, you still have to have a good running back behind you. And Singletary's okay.
Yeah, he's not.
But
the guy,
the guy.
Josh Allen.
And they tried Zach Moss. You know, he was hyped up for a couple of years. He hasn't lived up to the billing. So they need someone else in that backfield that's really strong that can take the rushing threat and split the defense's attention. But I think Josh Allen is still.
He's one of the top tier quarterbacks. But
I think he's on the outside looking in on the MVP conversation.
Yeah, he's not there anymore.
But I mean, they can still get there. They can still win, you know. And I think beating New England this time, the way they did, and look, credit to New England. They went out. They dial up the run game again. They put another 150 yards on the ground. But Buffalo held on to it this time. They were able to win.
But this one final game.
Mm-hmm.
If I can get it to click. We have Browns
Green
at
Bay,
Cleveland.
Yeah.
Yes, Baker Mayfield threw four interceptions. But the Browns were still in position to win that game.
I didn't understand how.
Actually, three interceptions while they were still in position to win the game.
Yeah.
And on that fourth interception, there was a pass interference not called. Things didn't happen the way they were supposed to and what the referees are supposed to do to make the game fair. And we've talked about this over and over again. The referees have too much power in these games. And
yes,
not making the right calls when they happen and the league not having the ability to overturn a pass interference call, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or even challenge a non-pass interference call like they tried a few years ago, it needs to be there because this game could have had a different outcome if, you know,
and
Stefanski has a chance to challenge this.
It adds to the perception that the league is protecting their
top-tier
teams,
right? So,
right.
I mean, like I said, Green Bay and all these, they moved all these games last week for their top-tier teams when they had 20 people injured. You know, on COVID lists, and the Saints had the same this week, and they didn't get that same courtesy.
Yep.
So, but anyway, I mean, Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers threw for 202 yards. Not a great outing by him, but he did hit three touchdowns. Didn't have a lot of long fields to work with because, you know, Baker's giving him the
turnovers.
Ball.
Yeah. But I mean, look, Cleveland's got another game next week where they're still not out of it. That division is still open enough, but I mean, it's the Bengals' division to lose at this point.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna do. They got the Steelers this week, and then Bengals.
Yeah, they're gonna beat the Steelers 18, and then Bengals. So if they can beat the Steelers, they can knock the Steelers out of contention.
Yeah, they have to win in order to make it to the playoffs. So
yeah, and I mean, we thought this was gonna be a competitive division and maybe have two or three.
I think it is though, because they're still knocking each other out at this point. Yeah, but.
Well, that's why the schedule.
The league is falling right now. I mean, you're not going to have a lot of teams that are going to be high up there in the win column. I mean, you're not going to have those teams that we thought, you know, are going to be like, 15-2 or anything like
that. Yeah, no, we're going to have to go back and look at our predictions from the beginning of the year.
I think we did just pretty say good, how wrong we were. I think we did pretty close, actually, because I think we had, my biggest complaint on what we were doing on during that was we were given too many wins.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And we weren't having enough teams that were going to be on the bottom end. And there's really not a lot of teams on the bottom end right now. They're all
tight stopping.
There's a whole lot of them in that 7-win area right now. So
that's 7-8.
But that's where it's
all competition for the 6 and 7 seed.
Yeah. Like we said, though, there's not a lot 16, to talk about.
Hit the button.
All right. So our picks last week. So I had Arizona over the Colts, which I lost. I had Vegas over Denver, won. New England over Buffalo, lost. And I had Dallas over the football team, and I won. So I went 2-2. That leaves me with a record of 35-25.
Yep. I had the 49ers, Detroit, the Jets, and Chicago as my picks to win. I went 2-2 with the Jets and Chicago. 49ers in Detroit. Detroit, you let me down. You let me down. Except for you, Amon Ross St. Brown. You won me a fantasy championship spot.
I think it's funny that the Jets in Chicago is what got you your two wins.
I don't. Those were the easy picks, believe it or not, in this game. But okay, so that said, I'm 2-2 again. And 31-29. So he's still better at picking games.
But he's better at fantasy, as you can see this week.
I'm so much better at fantasy this week. So because we build our fantasy teams based on our picks of the team, so we can each pull players from four teams. So I had Jimmy G, Jeff Wilson, David Montgomery. I almost couldn't field the team because of COVID. Almost. Jimmy G, Wilson, Montgomery, Samuel, Amon-Ra, Cole Kmet, Michael Carter, and Jets defense with Patterson as my kicker. Ended up with 129-88. Captain.
I had Kyler Murray. Josh Jacobs. Chase Edmonds. Christian Kirk. CeeDee Lamb. Hunter Henry. Zeke Elliott. And New England defense. And my kicker was Greg Zuerlein. I had a massive score of 89.25. Which wasn't enough to overcome Tootsie's score of 129.88.
I am 4-1.
Yeah.
All right. So next week, our picks. Give me Chicago over the Giants at home. Give me the football team getting some revenge against the Eagles squad, knocking them out of playoff contention. Give me Cleveland over Pittsburgh at Pittsburgh. And give me Indy over Vegas at home.
Okay. I have KC over Cincinnati. We're going with Detroit over Seattle. Two teams that have nothing to play for. I think Detroit's going to pull it. Chargers over Denver and the Rams over Baltimore.
Yep. So that's our picks for next week, guys. And look, we'll do a Dumb Dumb Stupid Head Award this week just for fun.
So stupid. Dumb Dumb Stupid Head. Dumb Dumb. Dumb and stupid head, dumb God, stupid
you're so
head,
dumb and stupid.
Silly, dumb, dumb.
You're stupid. You're dumb.
It's gonna go to John Allen and Daron Payne from the Washington football team, guys. No things can get hot. You fight. There's cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
It's going to get blown out of proportion. And you're all right. Stuff happens. But just, you know, if you're going to get that hot, just go into the medical tent. You know, like
maybe they should have went to the tent to go in, one come out. It might have been more interesting than
welcome to Thunder Tent
in that game.
Welcome to Thunder Tent.
There you go.
But I mean, like you're losing that much, your frustration is going to be high. It's going to be bad.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be if my team was getting destroyed like that. I would be frustrated too. But you know, sometimes you gotta fight out with your brothers. You know, you get fights.
Yeah. I mean, that's what brothers do. Right. It happens. So, I mean, that's all we got for you this week. Not a whole lot to talk about. Blowouts. Just yeah. And COVID. I mean, that was the week of football.
So that's 2 weeks in a row now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, happy holidays to everyone out there. I mean, we are in the midst of it.
Everybody, I hope you had a good holidays, good Christmas, good.
New Year's coming up.
Yeah, New Year's is on its way.
We'll come back to you in 2022. So, finish that joke of the year. We'll see you next year.
Peace.